So, of course, we had the Hegwood property tax consultant Musers ticket compound last week. And everybody was freaking out because Donnie had scheduled a vacation way in advance. And the date that the compound ended up having to work, Donnie had to miss last Friday. And, of course, people were wondering, where is he? Because originally we came on and said, I don't know, he's asleep. I shook him, and he was like, leave me alone, and all this whole thing.
Mystery.
Just playing a little prank on the P1, so to speak.
And I'm pretty sure it just wasn't the sleeping factor. I'm pretty sure I had a lot of things,
you had
other things happening with me also.
Some things we were wondering what happened. And it got me wondering because everybody travels from time to time. Sometimes you may go with a group of friends. And I've had many of these in my life. We talk about, as a matter of fact, I have another one coming up this year in August, where every year my fantasy football league, we've been doing it for 20 years, and now as we've gotten older, we take a trip where I'll be off on a Thursday and Friday, and we do 3 nights, 4 days, and we just go to different places so we can all hang out, get away, and just enjoy. Really, it has nothing to do with fantasy football, more so we do the draft and all that, but that's what keeps this going, and it's really about hanging out and the camaraderie and everything. But you and the idea that you disappeared last week and nobody knew what was going on with you, I wondered, because this has happened to me a couple of times on trips that I've had with friends where either somebody disappeared, like hangover style almost, or in one case, years ago, man, this would have been right after I got done with college, the summer after my senior year, I went to South Padre Island. Me and three friends, and it was a dead time for South Padre. It wasn't like there was a lot going on. But one of my buddies, Nick, he got, if I remember right, I think he fell asleep in the sun. And he got so sunburned, he was basically purple. And we all thought it was funny. I'll look at you and all that. Man, that night, all we heard, because we all shared a condo, all you heard from the area that he was sleeping in was...
Right, just writhing in pain. Like, right, yeah, of course.
Oh, my God. And so the next day, we're like, hey, we're all going to go do this. And he's like, there's no way. Like, I can't move.
Purple.
And so he spent that entire day. It was me and the two other guys. We went out to the beach and did all that. He was just in the room. And we came back, Nick, all right, we got to go to dinner. And he's like, I can't get clothes on my body. Like, I can't do it. I'm too hurt. But he ended up going out with us that night. And, man, I'll never forget, like, in the movie, because we went to a movie after dinner, and he was just like, anytime he moved, you're just like, it's, you don't want to laugh, but it's like, man. And so he ended up, and that was day two of our trip, when we were there for a few days. And there was, like, 2 days where he basically couldn't do anything because he was so not, I mean, I guess technically you're sick, you're sun poisoning or whatever. Yeah. And so that was really crazy to be on a trip like that where you're like, man, it sucks that this dude, that this happened. I have a friend, I wasn't a part of this one, but I have a friend who, when he got married, they went on their honeymoon. And the second day they were there, you know, you fly there first night, oh, you go out. Whatever they had that night gave them both food poisoning. They spent the first full day of their honeymoon taking turns on the pot and using the tub.
Yep.
Because they both had to go at the same time, and they had just gotten married.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's how you know you have a strong bond, though.
Yeah, I know.
If you can survive that.
Man, if you both are sick.
But the trip where you go and you're hanging out with a group of friends, and there was 10 of us a few years ago, you know, you might have been drinking a bit. Kind of like compound where you're hanging out, you're drinking, and then who knows what else gets involved and all that type of thing. And then one of our buddies just decided, I'm going on a walk. I'm like, where are you going?
Yes.
It's like midnight or whatever it was.
And I've been, you know, we've been on the Vegas trips, and there were guy trips, and we did it for, I don't know, a decade, probably even more than that. And we just made sure that no, you're not getting loose from us like this, because we are not coming back without one of you guys. A,
I know.
And B, we're not having a certain time. If you say, man, I'm tired, I'm going back to the room, I'm going to go lay down, and then we're still out kicking it, we'll try our best to make sure we get you in a car or whatever, Uber, taxi, to get back to the hotel. And then we'll call and check on you. Now with you know, with cell phones, of course, it makes it a little easier to contact. But man, I just couldn't imagine us going out and then one of our guys saying, yeah, I'm going to walk off. And then we don't see him for like a day or something. Dude, it would be the biggest panic in the world.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
We tear the city up trying to see if we can find it. Hangover style to make sure that, you know,
it's kinda like that.
I don't want to make the call to that person's significant other saying, yeah, we couldn't find Earl. Because he just walked off, and like, well, why did you let him walk off? I don't know. He's a grown man. He just walked off. We are pretty.
We were at the Airbnb we were staying at, and this dude is like, "That's I'm going out the front." And we're like, "Fine, do whatever you want," you know. And like, don't. Some guy's like, "No, don't leave." And he's like, "I'm tired." Like it was, it had been like a weird argument or something about who knows. And so he walks out the front door, and everybody's like, "Do you think it'll be okay?" So he's a grown man. We're at our Airbnb. We've all been drinking. Yeah, what are we supposed to do?
You say like, that
none of us can go get them.
How many hours went by before you're actually scared about what they
happened?
A
couple of our friends who had not really been drinking that much, like, man, we got to go look for them. I was like, I cannot drive. Like, there's no way. Most of us have been drinking pretty much all day, hanging out. We had gotten back to the Airbnb with the idea, hey, we're just going to hang out and drink some beers and chill and talk to each other. And when he wandered off, man. A couple of my friends got in a car because one of them, I think, had maybe had two beers. He just is not a big drinker whatsoever. And they're driving around. And so they end up going all over town of the city that we were in. And he did not take his phone with him, his cell phone. So we had no way to contact him, no way to text or be like, where are you? Are you okay? So he walked. All the cars are still here. He didn't drive anywhere. So how far could he possibly have gotten in the hour and a half before somebody's like, okay, we got to go look for him. He didn't come back. You know, because at first you walk outside around the little area you're staying in. Somebody walks up and down the street. I didn't see him. Like, okay, well, how far could he have gone? And so then it becomes, they're driving around. I think four dudes got in this car and they're like, all right, let's go look for him. So they went to a couple places we had been earlier in that day, and they went to a bar we had gone to the previous night to see, like, maybe he went over there to the bartender. They're showing him pictures of him and stuff.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Like, this whole thing, like, hey, have you seen him? And nobody wanted to, of course, get police involved because, again, I mean, you're hoping you find him before someone else does type thing. And, man, they found this dude eventually. I think I'd gone to bed at this point because it was middle of the night. But when I woke up the next morning, he was there. And so I find out later that they found him. This probably had been like 5 hours after he left. Somehow, because they drove all up and down the neighborhood where the house was that we were renting for the Airbnb. And they said that they're about to give up and turn around and come back to the house and be like, I mean, who knows? And they saw something in this field. It was his feet sticking up in the grass.
Are you serious?
And they shined the light on it, and like, I think that's him. And they went out.
Man, that's so dangerous. Yeah, I'm just not going to get that upset where I need to go take a walk from something or anything that's happened.
Dude.
It's a couple of times where, I don't want to say missing, but I have wandered because of bathroom circumstances. I think it was either first or second anniversary. We were in Puerto Vallarta or Cancun, whatever.
No, and you drank the water?
Well, I did. I ate something, and I don't know what it was. And we went to a restaurant. Hell, I think it was Tony Roma's that we went to over in Cancun or wherever we were. And it's like, oh, my gosh, you know what? I have to go to the bathroom. And you go, and then you're, okay, I'm done, and you're not, and you're done, and you're not, and you're done, and you're not. And then all of a sudden, I get the light tap on the stall asking my wife, your wife wanted me to come in and check to see if you were still here. Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. It's just, you don't want me to walk out of this thing right now. So that's about the only other time I went missing. And we were in, I don't know if it was Italy or South Africa. And man, you want to talk about something hitting me really hard at that point to where I put the church finger up and backed up from the group, and I just had to find somewhere to go.
Dude, that's the absolute worst.
Well, I know.
That is the absolute worst.
And I think my wife is in a bit of a panic because I said, hey, I'll be right back. And then in those places, when you're over there, it's not a lot of options as far as, you know, just going into some place and using
the bathroom. Yeah, because bad bathroom.
Oh my man!
On a trip when you're traveling is just god awful.
And it was she wasn't happy, and she was very worried about me. I was like, I don't know what else you want me to say. You want me to announce it to the whole group?
What can you do?
Right, I've gotta go.
Right.
And you got to find somewhere too. And I was just going to different places. Like, okay, I don't know if there's a bathroom available. You have a bathroom? No, we don't. You have to run out and go somewhere else. And I kind of got a little turned around trying to find somewhere. And when I finally found, fortunately, it was a large group. So you see one person. Okay, oh, there they are. And then I finally catch up. And I got a good talking to, but I don't know what else you want me. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, there is nothing you can do. You just want me to walk with this obvious trail behind me here? How do you want this to go?
It's the only two times I will ever dream about wandering off anywhere. Cause I just want that to happen. And anyone that I'm associated with, it's like, you do not, we set the rules right at the very beginning. If you're going to go somewhere, at least take someone else with you or let us know exactly where you're going, because we will definitely be in a panic. And I didn't mean to worry a lot of people who did text me and were truly concerned about me at the compound, but we're good. I was just on vacation.
Accidents happen.